You're now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared.
First band was Stem out of Tartu, Estonia, with the song Near Death Experience. You can check them out at myspace.com/stem.
Are you sure we didn't play them before?
I'm pretty sure, yes. And if we did, then you're hearing it again.
There you go.
So that's
perfect.
That's how it goes. Well, after the whole hard drive failure and lost songs and shows and stuff,
yeah,
things got a bit unorganized.
Sorry.
And all that stuff.
Jared was very upset, as he should be, because I would be too.
I was annoyed.
My computer just
died. Look, part of my computer, part of the side of the computer is falling out.
Oh, that's good to know.
It's falling out. Huh. Gina's adjusting her wrist, apparently.
I am. Why are you staring at me? Stop.
I'm a little out of it today, so I apologize. But, did we stop playing with it?
Oh, will you stop staring at the wall?
It's distracting me.
Stop.
The wall is distracting me.
Jared's being a little bitch today.
Why? I'm just excited. All I want to do is play chess now.
Yeah.
I'm like a little nerd. I got into playing chess lately with my my roommate and Gina, of course.
Well, they taught me how. The first time I learned to play chess was a while ago when one of our friends, girlfriend at the time, taught me, and then they broke up, and I obviously didn't know how to play. And then later on, Jared's like, "I'll teach you," but he really isn't that good.
Hey, I'm learning.
Like, when he was teaching me, we had to check, like, a whole bunch of things online because he wasn't sure. So I'm halfway learned, and then his roommate's really good. And, they were having, like, battles all weekend.
Come on, I'm sure people out there play it once in a while, too.
I'm not saying they don't.
I think it's a cool game, not only because it's been around forever, but because, like, there's so much to it. It looks deceptively simple. But it's not
necessarily.
I mean, not necessarily. There's pieces on a board, and you're like, oh, how complex could that be?
Very complex.
And then you play it, and it's ridiculously complex. I'll probably play some chess later on today.
You probably will.
By myself.
That's a possibility.
And all that good stuff.
All right. This show's gonna be so boring.
This is gonna be us talking about chess and then like 10 minutes of silence. Then chess and silence. Well, Gina, I don't know, what do you like better, checkers or chess?
I don't know. I know how to play checkers and I've played checkers for a while, but since I just learned chess, I kind of like it. But I want to play someone on my skill level so that we're both there going, what do we do?
Yeah, but if nobody knows what they're doing, then the chess pieces don't move at all.
Yes, they'll move. They just, you know, they won't move, like, because this piece is going to go here and here and here, and then this piece is here, and, like, I can't think, like, that far in advance, so.
I can't think that far in advance. I think we should throw in a nice long song here in the middle.
Why?
So we come back and we talk about something other than chess.
We just came back, though.
Did we just come back? But that was, like, 3 minutes ago.
Sorry, I yawned.
Okay, that was, like, 2.5 minutes ago. Okay,
what?
Now 3 minutes ago.
No.
What? We just came back.
We did.
We're about music here, not chess.
This is true.
We should play more music.
I suppose.
Remember we used to play 5 songs?
What? No.
Yeah.
No.
There was one today where you played 5 songs.
No. What? No.
No?
No.
No.
We always
played. Did we play this band before? I know we recorded it on one of the shows before we lost it, but I don't know if we...
I don't remember.
So this next band we may have played last week, but I don't think we did.
What last week?
Last episode. And all that good stuff. This band is The Great Escape, and you can check them out on myspace.com/TheGreatEscapeRock. They're out of Goshen, Indiana. The name of the track is In Fear and Faith. For some reason, Gina told me during the song was playing that I have hamster cheeks.
He does. He has little.
I don't know what the hell that means.
He has little hamster cheeks.
The hell are hamster cheeks?
When hamsters, they have stuff, they fill up their food with their mouth.
They fill up their food with their mouth.
They fill up their mouth with their food. And I see you like, I have little hamster cheeks. You feel like you're...
I don't think I have hamster cheeks.
Hamster cheeks.
It's weird.
Yes.
You have hamster cheeks.
No, I don't.
I have stomach aches and hamster cheeks. That's what I have.
Yes. Alright.
Well, no, Gina has M&M's on her pants.
I have M&M's.
She was very excited by that. I don't know why. You know those sleep pants that you have? She's wearing sleep pants with M&M's on them.
I'm very excited by it.
I don't know why she's so excited about that.
Very excited.
Why did you write this on here?
I love M&M's. I didn't write that on there.
Why did I write that on there?
I don't know.
So,
stop that.
Well, adjusting the paperwork.
I was
trying to figure out how to get into the next topic, or the next thing I was going to talk about.
Just mention it. You're not very good at segues.
Yeah, you are. Rage Against the Machine.
Sorry.
See, that was a good segue.
Good.
So I found this video clip of Rage Against the Machine, and they were supposed to do this concert the other day at the near the RNC.
The what?
The Republican National Convention.
Oh.
And they're supposed to be like a surprise guest and show up at the end. Excuse me. And show up at the end of a concert as a surprise guest. But the police says it was getting too close to the 7 p.m. curfew and it was Rage Against the Machine.
7 p.m. curfew?
So they pulled the power on the stage so that the band could not perform. So they showed up anyway and sang, how do you pronounce it?
Acapella.
Acapella, yes.
Acapella.
So they had a little...
Say it.
Acapella?
No, acapella.
Acapella.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm learning stuff.
Jared wrote it down to remind himself to talk about it. He wrote Rage Acapulco.
Isn't that a dance?
No, Acapulco is like the mountains or something.
Is it? In Appalachia. So anyway, Zach De La Roca and friends showed up and they used a, what's that thing called?
And friends. A microphone?
No. The PA thing, like the portable speaker with the intercom thingy and you hold it up.
Oh, okay, like PA system.
Yeah, they held up like one of those portable PA systems, you know, the battery-operated kind, and sang a song or two, and Tom Morello did the beatboxing.
Nice.
For the sound effects, and they clapped along, and I thought it was funny, because you just see them singing.
Why were they at the Republican National?
Because there was supposed to be like a piece, there was a protest. It's the Republicans.
Oh, okay.
Well... And then, of course, Zach De La Roca got on his whole, like, rant about how the police are like us and they should turn on the snobby people in the building and blah, 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 and we should fight for freedom and, you know. But the singing part was funny just because, I don't know. Because
they played Acapulco.
And they're beatboxing and singing their music. And, I don't know. It entertained me. And if you're interested in seeing it, you should Google it because it entertained me very... Very well, and Gina's checking things off. Very well.
Oh, Darren does it. I have yet to see this video.
Gina
wanted to show me like last night, but I think I'm off doing other things.
Gina can't wait to see it. And also a bunch of new music has come out lately. But I can't remember why I wrote that down either. So this is a winning show right here.
If this is a horrible
I'm like, thing, let me write crap down and not remember what it is.
This is almost as bad as our show that got... erased because your computer died.
Well, then step it up.
That was the worst show ever. I was so glad that we got that one, like, died.
That's because we didn't even think of anything to talk about. So we were like, oh, look, here's a sheet of paper.
No, we did. But Jared's like, Jared's like, we have a lot of like long songs, so we're playing 3 songs because he's like,
we're still talking
like,
about this show.
It equals like 21 minutes, and I was like, all right, cool. Then you know, we'll talk for 3 minutes in between each thing, and we'll be good, and it'll be mostly music, and yay. And then like he's actually adding it up as we're doing it. It only adds up to like 12 minutes.
Close enough.
And I was like, Jared, you suck. This is horrible. So we're just sitting there talking, not having enough planned for, you know, 15 minutes of talking. And
Jared, this show is not as bad as that show that got deleted.
It's not as bad.
There's been some pretty terrible shows in our day. And some pretty good ones as well, let me add. I think.
This is true.
People listen. People download.
I don't know why, but thank you.
Yes, but thank you for continuing to listen. I think it's the bands. It's not us. It's the music.
This is true, too.
Should we play another song, speaking of music?
Yes, we should.
So this next band you may have heard of, because Gina says that she's heard of them, and they're a slightly big band. This band is Bleed the Sky. In fact, you probably have heard of them.
I feel like I've heard of them, so.
But they're still kind of
And I listened to them. It sounded familiar.
So this next band is Bleed the Sky with the song Knife Fight in a Phone Booth. You can check them out at myspace.com/bleedthesky, and they're out of Oklahoma City. We'll be right back.
band was Bleed the Sky, which I feel like sounds really familiar, especially since the song's called Knife Fight in a Phone Booth. I don't know, I feel like I've heard of it before. Maybe we've just played it before or something. I have no idea.
Perhaps.
But, yeah, that's who they were. Oh, and it's myspace.com/bleedthesky.
Every once in a while, I like to mix in a bigger band in there that you may have heard of.
Yeah. Oh, and this is Silence.
No major label stuff, though, no.
No, but you do have the breakdown now, so...
We do. We'll talk about that probably another episode.
Okay.
This interesting thing that somebody sent me.
Somebody. I sent it to him.
Through somebody else's computer.
I sent it to him through his roommate's computer because his roommate was, like, passed out or something.
That's nothing new. That is nothing new at all. So really, this band's big?
I don't know. I don't know how I've heard of them.
Was that the one that was on the Nuclear Blast Records?
Oh, yes. Can't remember. Yeah, I think so. One of them. It was either that one or Iconocost.
Which we'll play next episode as well. Mm-hmm. Like, we're just planning ahead out loud.
Well, what does it matter?
How they do it.
They're going to hear it anyway, if they listen.
Hear what?
Oh, and you put this down because I said something about Slipknot?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are talking about the new Slipknot album. And whether or not you're a fan of Slipknot, a lot of people check out the albums anyway, either to bash it because they hate Slipknot, or either to review it because they like Slipknot, or whatever. And, I don't know, I'd say it's better than their last album from a musical standpoint, and there's more variety, but some people were saying that...
It's a little more melodic and less angry.
The singer's using too much of his melody from his other band, Stone Sour, in Slipknot.
But there's this one thing that... What's the one everyone likes, Psychosocial, but they put out another one or something?
Yeah, they put out their first single, was All Hope
Isn't
Is Gone.
Wasn't this a while ago, too?
What?
Wasn't this a while ago?
Like a week or two ago?
No, this had to be...
With the single ago. Situation? Yeah. Well, yeah, they always put the single out before the album comes out, usually. Oh. But they, All Hope Is Gone was their actual single, but then the one everybody liked was the one they released through their guitarist website called Psychosocial. So whether you hate Slipknot or like Slipknot... It's an album worth just listening to and whatever, and if you're into reviewing music or whatever and comparing it to their older albums. I think there's enough where it's like each song, there's a couple songs from each period of time from Slipknot as a band, but it's a lot more cleaner and melodic overall than their last albums. Hmm. I still think it's better than their last one, but then again, who knows. And of course, AC/DC is coming out with a new album, and Metallica's coming out with a new album, which they're saying is the make-or-break album for them, since their last album didn't do very well, Saint Anger.
Oh, yeah.
To say the least. Apparently, everybody hated that.
That came out in, like, 2002 or something.
Yep. So this new album is supposed to be their redemption album, and is going back to
I have that
Master Puppets kind of style, they say.
That Saint Anger album? I have it.
I did hear one of the tracks, because one of my friends is obsessed with Metallica,
found
the track.
Oh, yeah, it's on YouTube.
And it's not a bad track. So if you have a chance to look up the new Metallica song, you should. And maybe by the end of the year, Guns N' Roses will finally put out the new album, and everybody can get a free Dr. Pepper, because that's how that goes.
That's random.
And on that note, I suppose we could wrap it up and end the song.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button, and I wanted to see.
And Gene is typing.
Chill, I'm not typing.
You need, like, to cue the Jeopardy thinking music.
What are you, what band are you playing?
Let's do this one.
Well, you want to say it so that I can type it since I'm over here already?
What? That should be good. So we're going to close the show out with a slightly shorter song to end it out. Usually we end it with a long song, but whatever. So this last band, trying to see how much time we have. So this last band is Abolish. You can check them out at myspace.com/AbolishKills. They're out of Southern Florida. The name of the track is Shameless. So thank you again for tuning in.
Thank you.
To another episode of Red Phase Black with our random talking and Acapulco.
Acapulco.
Acapulco. Or whatever it is, and my nerdy chess experiences that I shared with you. And be sure to tune in next week.
The end.
Yeah. You
forgotten what is wrong and right. Just win, did you choose to be so shameless? To turn your back and run it by. From now, you have